Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're about to meet Lily. Lily has a getting serious boyfriend, so much so that they're talking about living together. However, he wants her to erase her entire past romantic life from her socials, should she love him or list him.
And Lily is in San Carlos. Good morning, Lily.
Good morning.
So why don't you share your story with us for a little bit so we can get a bigger picture?
So my boyfriend has been like bothering me for a while. He wants me to take all of the old photos of my ex-boyfriend off my Instagram. And I guess it's starting to cause like an issue in our relationship. When he first asked me about removing the pictures, I thought he was like just joking, and I kind of laughed at him. And he just keeps bringing it up that it bothers him that I have pictures with my exes posted. And none of my relationships ended badly. And in a lot of the pictures, there's like other people that I still talk to daily. They're friends of mine. I explained it to him that these guys were a big part of my life, and I don't want to remove the memories. So he says it makes him feel insecure, and that I guess I don't assure him enough that there are no feelings there anymore. So bottom line, he keeps like bringing it up, and it's starting fights, and it scares me that it's a sign he could be like super controlling and things with him might get worse if I don't listen to the things that he says. So I don't know what I should do.
First of all, I want to put this thought out there for everybody to think about at the moment, because social media and everything, that's typically where our lives live now. Like, people don't print out photos anymore, anything like that. Like, you used to be able to keep, we used to call it a little save box, right? That you would have pictures with old boyfriends or love letters and all that. And you would, you'd keep it on your shelf. And 30 years down the road, you open it up and it's very sweet to go through it. And everything is on social media right now. And if you don't have a negative experience with someone, if it's been a couple of years, I don't know.
So let me ask you this. Is it controlling? Because you mentioned that there might be a control issue, Lily. Is it controlling, Tammy, do you think, for a person to not want to see the person that they're crazy about
with
someone else?
I think it's just jealousy.
Lily, let me ask you this. Let's say your boyfriend has a tattoo of a former girlfriend on his body somewhere, and it bothers you, and you bring that up to him, and he says, well, that's a chapter of my life from a while ago. It tells a story. We didn't break up negatively, and that's something that was, you know, a part of my life. Why should I erase that? I mean, is that kind of the same thing? No?
I think on your body, everybody sees it. The only people who see it on social media are the people who are your friends with.
Lily, think about that scenario. Would that bother you?
I mean, it had to be some kind of part of his life that meant something to him if he engraved it in his body. I mean, I don't think it's the same situation. I don't think I'd care is what I'm saying.
Right. And maybe down the road, if you became super serious, you would say, you know what, let's turn Rose's name into an actual Rose, and then we don't have to look at it anymore. You know,
well, how convenient that you were dating a girl named Rose.
I think I would prefer for somebody to want to do it on their own. I wouldn't want to have to ask somebody.
That's a good thought process.
Yeah. So is Lily's guy just being a typical guy saying, hey, I just want to see me and you together, and it's harmless? Or is there something else going on there? Is there some jealousy? Are there some good control issues, and this is something that Lily might have to worry about if this relationship continues. That is where you're going to come in at 833-287-1037. Lily, it sounds like everything else besides this is just fine, right? I mean, you guys are actually talking about moving in together, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. We have a great relationship otherwise.
Okay, 833-287-1037. Should Lily love him or list him? Lily, you don't mind hanging out for a while so we can see what our KS1 loyal listeners have to say about this?
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Thanks. Hang on. We'll come back with more of your thoughts on love him or list him. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
My boyfriend has been, like, bothering me for a while. He wants me to take all of the old photos of my ex-boyfriend off my Instagram.
That's Lily. She is getting more serious with her boyfriend, so much so that they are planning on moving in together. However, you just heard her dilemma. Should she love him or list him? 833-287-1037.
Alexis in La Mesa, what do you think she should do? Love him or list him?
Honestly, if it comes down to just deleting a couple pictures off your Instagram, I would say love him and just delete those photos. I understand you have photos in there with pictures that you like. But if they're cool, then you can just delete those photos too and see them for yourself.
So, like, you know what she could do too is just like make a folder somewhere so she can keep them that they don't completely disappear.
Caroline is in Santee. Caroline, yes. What do you think Lily should do? Love him or list him?
I think she should list him as soon as possible because this is a control thing. It is a jealousy thing, but it's also a control thing. And this is a very minor sunset, but once they move in together, there's going to be more, and he's going to eventually be telling her everything to do.
Julie is downtown right now. Julie, what do you think Lily should do? Love him or list this guy that wants her to wipe all those pictures of her exes off her socials?
I think she should wipe them off. Just the same thing as the old days. You wouldn't have a picture of your boyfriend up on your ex-boyfriend up on your fireplace with your other friends.
Good point.
Same thing on social media. She's not going to like it if he had his old girlfriend up there, that's for sure.
So in other words, love him and get those pictures out of there.
Yes.
Monica is in El Cajon. Monica, what do you think Lily should do? Love him or list him, and why?
I think she should list him because those are people from her past, which who define her that who she is now.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
A little bit of everything right? This morning.
Terry is in Fallbrook. Terry, what do you think Lily should do about her boyfriend wanting her to get rid of all the pictures of exes that she still gets along with on social media?
Has he taken all of his pictures down?
Mm.
If not, it kind of sounds a little controlling.
That's a good way to find out if he's trying to control her.
Yeah. Okay, and then in that case, you'd have to list him.
Right.
All right.
Yeah,
Thank you for that.
Kayla in Oceanside, what do you think Lily should do about her boyfriend who wants her to get rid of the pictures on her social of exes? Love him or list him, and why?
Love him. If she does love him, I don't think it's too much for him to ask her to remove the pictures at all. I think it's not that big of a sacrifice to make for somebody that you do love and that you see a long relationship with.
All right, Robert and El Cajon, wrap this up. Should Lily love him or list him?
Love him. I think she should honestly just delete everything because all your memories are in your head anyways.
Thanks, dude. All right, Lily's been waiting patiently. Lily, you've heard what our KS1 listeners have to say. You know, maybe you get a folder, putting a couple of photos in there and just getting rid of the rest.
Present that to him, and if he's like, yeah, that would make me feel better and you're okay with that, then you know what? You can love him.
I feel like that would be a fair compromise.
Well, sounds like you got your head in your shoulders, Lily. And again, it's not like you're trying to disrespect your man. You're just like, hey, that's part of my life. And I like looking at those pictures sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's what pictures are supposed to be. Memories and thoughts and, you know, provoking some feelings.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lily, listen, good luck to you. Again, you sound like you got your stuff together. So we just want you to be happy. And thank you for sharing your life with us. Regardless of what happens, we appreciate you thinking of us and asking for some help with Love Them or List Them. Take care of yourself and go do you, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Lily. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare.
All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.